nobody but you.
I searched all over.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
Yes. And the church sang, come on.
Loving you will be.
Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More of you, less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't let. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no way to love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Great variety
in
music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
New music now.
Yeah.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Louisiana is going to remain in a modified phase two because of COVID-19. That announcement coming from Baton Rouge and Governor John Bel Edwards. What that means is that retail businesses will remain open at 50% capacity, gyms at 50% capacity, places of worship at a maximum 75% capacity, barber and beauty shops, nail salons at 50% of their capacity, things of that nature. And we are making progress in that area of mitigating COVID-19. And, you know, we're just asking everyone to keep praying, keep lifted up in prayer the name of Jesus in this matter, and keep doing what you can do in wisdom. Amen. Amen. And according to your faith, you know, that kind of thing. Amen. All right, let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue once again. This is from the category quotes from the Old Testament. Who said and to whom? This is for 600 points. Of whom were these words spoken? He will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Is it to Abraham, Noah, David, or Job those words were spoken? Abraham, Noah, David, or Job? Genesis 18, verses 18 and 19 has the answer. And we're asking you to call us with the answer. Put who is or what is in front of your response. 318-484-2500. I have a toll-free number, too. That's 1-877-464-2500. All right. This portion of the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show is brought to you by author Clarence Hunter and by Transformations Hair Salon. We'll be back after these messages.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Hello, I'm Jane Kennedy, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Black women have made important contributions to all areas of American life. There are doctors, lawyers, teachers, nurses, scientists, artists, and many others. Ever since the 18th century, black women have also made their mark in literature. The greatest black female poet in America and the most renowned worldwide is Gwendolyn Brooks.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again. And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in Central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
I'm Jane Kennedy, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Born to David and Keziah Brooks in Topeka, Kansas on June 17, 1917, Gwendolyn Brooks moved to Chicago with her parents when she was only 1 month old. At the age of seven, she began writing poems. At 14, her first poem was published in American Childhood magazine. In 1943, Miss Brooks won the Midwestern Writers' Conference Poetry Award. And in 1945, Harper Brothers published her first book of poems, A Street in Bronzeville. Soon, the world came to recognize Gwendolyn Brooks as one of the greatest American poets. In 1950, she became the first black Pulitzer Prize winner. Since then, she has written a number of books of poems, and she has been named Poet Laureate of the state of Illinois. Gwendolyn Brooks, Black Poet Laureate. I'm Jane Kennedy, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Thanks for listening.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name? Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers, baby. Natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for Choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
The new book from Fannie M. Reed is here. My Faith on Display. Testimonies and highlights from her life. Fannie Reed shares her faith and shows the world light instead of darkness. My Faith on Display. 10 chapters of life-changing stories you won't want to miss. Available now at the Zion Hill Bookstore, Amazon, Kindle, Nordstrom, and from Fannie Reed. 318-623-9503. My Faith on Display by Fannie M. Reed. A must read for any person of faith. Author Fannie M. Reed is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Hey, this is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Wednesday forecast. For Shreveport, there's a 62% chance of evening thunderstorms with a high at 56 and a low overnight at 43. Evening rain in Monroe with a high at 58, lows overnight at 43. Lake Charles will see scattered thunderstorms today with a high at 72 and a low at 64. Evening showers expected in Natchez, Mississippi with a high at 69 and a low at 57. Right here in the Central City, we'll have evening thunderstorms with a high at 66 and a low overnight at 56. And that's a look at your Wednesday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior